talked about was the housing downtown, because I think that's important. You're going to see more and more people want to move back into the cities, and for the relationships. What the city can do to nurture relationships among neighbors, just listen to the neighbors work. And South Park is a prime example of what neighborhoods can do.
Thank you. To Gary Weitzel, if elected, what strategies will you implement to foster teamwork among neighbors and empower residents to improve their neighborhoods? And what can we do, when will we see more viable housing options downtown for young professionals interested in buying?
I'll answer the housing one very quickly. If we do things that attract people from outside the region to come downtown, then business people will see opportunity and they will take care of the housing themselves. The city's job would then be to facilitate those developers, not regulate them and become obstacles. Now I'll move on to the other part. As a chair of a priority board, I know the other six priority board chairs. And earlier this year, I sat down with them and I said, you know, folks, if I'm elected mayor, if I were to call you once every month or every other month and invite you out for breakfast, would you come? And they went, hell yeah. I said, has the mayor or the commissioners ever called you up and invited you out to talk to you about what's going on in your priority board areas? And no, never. And I can say, I've been on the priority board 10 years and chair of it for two, and they've never come out to me. When the mayor does her mayor's days, when people can come and talk to her about problems, if she were to come out to Southeast, wouldn't it be feasible or beneficial to her to have me sitting next to her when someone presents the problem? Because who's really going to solve the problem in that area, her or me? The reality is it's going to be me, a neighborhood leader, with her help. So these are the types of things our city government needs to do. Same with the business community. I've talked to several business people and said, has the city ever called you and taken you out for breakfast? Absolutely not. That would be a step in the right direction. How do we understand your problems unless we meet with you and talk to you about it? Thank you.
Thank you. Same question to David Azrati. If elected,
I got the question.
I'm sorry?
I got the question.
Go ahead.
Thank you for asking that question, because a big part of the plan that I have posted on Ezrari.com talks about how do we reinvigorate our neighborhoods, because our neighborhoods are the basic building blocks of the community. People live in neighborhoods first. They live in a city second. South Park, where I live, is a prime example of just one neighborhood of the year. It's come a long way. We've done our second year of Shakespeare in the Park. We've got a jazz festival. We've got all kinds of things going on. The people are active. They're involved. There are ways to encourage this, and I don't think that our priority board system has adjusted and changed from when we started out with 250,000 people, and now when we're at 150,000 people. I think it's time to stop letting the priority boards be divided up by the map that's drawn in Columbus for political purposes, gerrymandering the precincts, and start going by the natural boundaries of our community, our neighborhoods. Right now, South Park has three priority board reps because we happen to have three precincts in our neighborhood. Some neighborhoods, one. Some have two. It's very confusing. I think we need to get straight from the neighborhood president directly to the city manager. And we need to have that line of communication open much more often. In just the same way that I said that the commission should give direction to the city manager should give direction and goals and objectives for the neighborhoods. The neighborhoods then can reach and achieve, and very much like what Mr. Leisel said, I want to have part of what their scores be based on how well they help their sister neighborhoods. On the housing downtown, very simply, I talk about this in the plan as well, but we need to take a look at our single room occupancy standards. We need to look at building ways that people can do co-op housing, some things that are just not legal now that would work very well. My time is up. Thank you.
Thank you to Nan Whaley. Teamwork among neighbors, empowering residents in downtown housing purchase options.
Thank you. I think the neighborhoods are the basic building blocks of the city of Dayton. And so what I've tried to do as city commissioner has been responsive to neighborhoods' needs. Some of our neighborhoods, well, every neighborhood is different to begin with. You know, there's different housing stock. We have neighborhoods with housing stock of 1880, and we've had neighborhoods with housing stock of 1995. So the needs of each neighborhood is going to be very different. And most people are correct. I don't know what each neighborhood needs. I can only know what the community tells me. So I've tried to be as responsive as I can to neighborhood leaders. The issue with young people getting involved in the neighborhoods, I think what has happened, for example, on the Wayne and the Wayne Avenue corridor near Garden Station is a great example of what young people can do to kind of give us some urban flavor. I think that we need that. I think we need color and excitement in our community, and I think that young people can give that. I think that the city has been responsive to that. I think we, as a commission, have encouraged that, and I'll continue to encourage citizen empowerment as much as I can.
Thank you. We have probably three times as many questions as we have time for, but that concludes the question and the answers, and we appreciate everybody's questions. At this time, we go to closing statements. Again, 2 minutes. First, David Azrati.
I've been talking about ways of improving Dayton for the last 4 years on my website and having a discussion with those who have chosen to join in. I think if you go back and look at those last 1,000 posts, 1,000 plus posts, you'll see all kinds of ideas and statements, and you can have a chance to interact and review and see what I've been talking about, what I've been thinking about, and ideas I have for the city of Dayton. You can't do that with any of the other candidates. In fact, it's really hard to find out what they said 4 years ago and how they followed through. Have they done what they said they were going to do when they got elected? Elections, unfortunately, have become pretty much auctions in this country. We are getting the best politicians money can buy. $5,500 from a demolition contractor in Westerville, $10,000 from a demolition contractor in Westerville. I'm not ready to take checks that big to get elected to a part-time job to run a city that needs real leadership from a city manager. I want to see a change where we have goals and objectives that were talked about out in public, not in private work sessions, violating the law, and I want to make sure that everybody knows what's going on and has an opportunity to have a discussion directly with me through the site, through Twitter, through Facebook, through coming to our new system of neighborhood organizations directly to the city manager. I want to see a new level of involvement, a new level of engagement with new ideas. That's not going to happen if we elect the same people based on they have $100,000 and I have five. We need to have an informed electorate. We need people to know what's going on. And I think that my systems, my ideas can move this community forward. And I think we can have a real discussion about how we reach the goals that we sit here and talk about tonight and implement some of these ideas. Check out Azrari.com. I think you'll be surprised. Thank you.
Thank you. Closing comments from Nan Whaley.
I want to thank Up Dayton for this opportunity to speak to you all again tonight. I've enjoyed this opportunity. I think the one thing I'd really like you to take away is that I work well with a team and work well with people and try to listen as well as I can about the city's needs. It has been a very tough 4 years. We came in cutting the budget, and we're leaving cutting the budget through because of the recession we're seeing nationwide and especially hard hit in the Midwest. And it's going to be tough decisions in the next 4 years. So I hope you'll consider voting for me on November 3rd. You can always reach me. I've tried to be as accessible as I possibly can, and I really appreciate this opportunity to spend with you this evening. Thank you.
Thank you. Now closing comments from the candidates for Dayton Mayor. First, Gary Leitzel.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight, too. I think this is brilliant, really. I'm Gary Leitzel. I'm an independent candidate. I'm entrepreneurial, and I'm a go-getter. I understand. I have an old house, too. I've been fixing that for 8 years. If you go to my website, which is gogarygo.net, you'll be able to link through from one of those links on the bar, and you'll find out what I've been doing to renovate a house and So I understand what it takes to do that. I also understand what it takes to educate children, because I have a daughter of my own that I educate. I also understand what it takes to make a neighborhood viable and vibrant. I also understand what it takes to make a district, i.e. the Southeast Priority Board, which is 40% of the population of the city. I know how to make that work effectively. On November 3rd, you get to vote for a new mayor, and I would hope that you would vote for me. If you want change, if you want Dayton to move in a progressive direction and become a world-class city, I'm the first step. Thank you.
Thank you. Closing comments from Ryan McLean.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure to be here and to hear, to have this opportunity to even listen to my opponent. So I would like to just leave you with these three things that the city of Dayton is doing. It hasn't been easy, and it's been like tough leadership during tough times, but we're all in this together. We're working on economic development, we're working on infrastructure, and we're working on strong urban neighborhoods. There is a place for everyone in this room to be a part of Dayton to move it forward. We as elected officials do not have all the answers. We as elected officials can't do it by ourselves. And one of the things that's so important that when we get elected, we need you to continue to move whatever the agenda is that you want us to do. That is what it's about. It's a we thing. We have a we team already with Commissioner Whaley, Commissioner Williams, but I also want to engage you to be a part. There are no secret meetings at the City of Dayton. City of Dayton has really opened up government very much since we've been there, and it has retained its civility. We have talk line at City Hall. We have mayor's walks, mayor's days, and then you can just call us up and come down and see us or email us. You're welcome to come to our meetings. They're every Wednesday, either 8:30 or 6 o'clock in the evening. City Hall is open. You're welcome to come to our financial meetings that we have every month. Our work sessions are open. City Hall is open. It's your City Hall. You're welcome to be there. Thank you so much. But I would like very much if you would consider, my website is ryanmcglynn.com. I would like for you to consider the issues, look at both of us as candidates, and see that who would you like to lead the city for the next 4 years. November 3rd, and you can start voting now. There's early voting going on. Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate the comments tonight from Tim Cambage for the Dayton Metro Library, from Charlie Shoemaker from the Metro Parks, from Gary Leitzel and Ryan McLean, candidates for mayor, from David Esrati, Nan Whaley, and Joey Williams, candidates for Dayton City Commission. And could we please give all these candidates a big hand?
Give yourself a hand, too, for coming out here tonight, because seriously, this is the best turnout we've had in a long time.
I want to say thanks for coming out tonight. Thank you to our candidates for being here. Thank you to the League of Women Voters and Gary for doing a great job moderating